The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please join with me in prayer. O Lord, we pray, speak in this place, in the calming of our minds and the longing of our hearts, by the words that I say and the thoughts that we form. Speak, O Lord, for your servants are listening. Amen. You can be seated. We live in an age when just about all human contact has to be scheduled. We also find ourselves in situations where we are encapsulated and unavailable. Our homes are electronically gated. In apartments and condominiums, our direct entrances are unapproachable. Our air-conditioned cars mean our windows are rolled up. We now include apps on our mobile phones that screen out those robocalls that seem to be coming from phone numbers from our immediate area and from friends, which also has the tendency to also screen the important calls from those in the immediate area and our friends. There are few front porches left. It is commonplace for others to have increasingly limited access into most parts of our lives on one hand, while posting most of the rest of our lives on social media on the other. So I ask a general question before we continue. Is it okay to simply pop in on anyone without reaching out first? Yes. We have a yes. Maybe. No. Okay. So, in the light of that question, let us consider the gospel passage. Placed between two epic narratives, the epic parable of the Good Samaritan and the Sermon on the Plain, we have the story of something that seems to be so commonplace. The story of the cranky sister who complains that her sister is a slacker. On the surface, it's so commonplace, it makes you wonder why the gospel writer of Luke even included this four-verse account in the book in the first place. Now, just in case you missed it when Susan was reading it, it kind of goes like this. Jesus goes to a home to see his friends. Martha and Mary fight. Jesus says, "Knock it off." Amen. Like, what? Like, why are we reading this? Why was this story included in the gospel narrative to begin with? It was included because what happens at first glance is commonplace. But as we delve deeply into the context of the reading, that's when it becomes epic. Now, there's a few things going on in this lesson. First, Martha had it going on. She was accessible when Jesus was passing by on the way to Jerusalem. She was willing to forego what she had planned and welcomed him into her home when he just happened to drop by. So I'm guessing at this point, he didn't call before he showed up. So with that in mind, put yourself in Martha's situation in verse 38. So if you're comfortable in doing so, I invite you to close your eyes. Put the story now in the context of your own home. Jesus performing miracles, Jesus raising the dead, and now Jesus is sitting on my living room sofa. Because I would be freaking out. Because there's dishes in the sink, the floor could use a good vacuuming, and the place could use a good dusting. And in our home, then there's this dog named Chester. You get the picture. You can open your eyes if you've closed them. Exactly. It sounds like our houses. Striving for perfection spells out pressure. And the resulting tension can drive us into search for an explanation or for even blame. So Martha wondered why her sister did not recognize the tension that she was under. In fact, she thought if her sister had any common sense in her head, she would come and help and most of her burden could be eased. But then what does she do? Did you catch it in the reading? She gets Jesus involved. Jesus then becomes part of the problem. As she bursts into the living room with her snappish question, "Lord, do you not care that my sister left me with all the work to do?" And without waiting for an answer, she orders Jesus, "Tell her then to help me." Now, Jesus established a pattern in his ministry where everyone knew that he was approachable. He liked nothing more to simply sit down and share a good story. The gospel showed Jesus as a people person who valued the delights of human interchange and genuine hospitality. So in such a fertile context, he knew that people could let their guards down, share their burdens, share their joys, announce their dreams to one another and to him, and be open to healing. So Martha forgot that Jesus was not a very demanding guest. He was there for her and Mary and Lazarus, and not for their tidy house. So it is from this context that Jesus makes his comment about Mary and calls out Martha not once, but twice. "Martha, Martha," he says, "you are worried and distracted about many things, and there is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Reading ends, full stop, that's it. And like you wonder, like, is there a B-side? Like, where's verse 43? Now, a B-side, let me explain to the young at heart here. A B-side comes in the form of vinyl record. This is a conversation for the car. You can discuss then. So, yeah, like, where is the next verse? Because Jesus' comments like these make us scratch our heads and wonder what else could be going on here. And there was something else. Jesus was taking a social norm that was commonplace and was in the process of turning that norm upside down. You see, in the culture of the day, a great rabbi would have his disciples reclining around him. And you could probably guess who those disciples would be. Men. The disciples would be men. But Mary sat around Jesus' feet, reclining and taking on the role of a disciple. So when she did this, she was breaking a gender norm, a barrier between the role of men and women. Just as surely as the Samaritan in the previous chapter broke a barrier between Jew and non-Jew. So again, it would be nice to have a B-side or a verse 43. And perhaps it would shed some light into Martha's reaction. Because Martha knew the norms of the day. They didn't exist in a bubble just as much as Mary or anyone else in the room existed in a bubble. They were all there. So perhaps her actions were not in response in being overburdened and wanting help, but perhaps her response to her sister's action was in response to taking on the role of a man. Perhaps she became frightened. What would other people think about my sister in this new role? And when people left the house, who would they tell? After CBSN, that's the streaming service of CBS News, aired a segment a few nights ago focusing on the role of LIRS, or Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. They were providing transitional foster care for unaccompanied minors seeking asylum in this country. And they made it clear that you could sign up to become a foster parent. So Graham and I looked at each other with that same look that led us to become foster to adoptive parents almost a decade ago. Suddenly, our front porch seemed accessible for that moment in time. But those feelings were short-lived, as fears of taking on such another big responsibility would impact our vocations, our faith communities, let alone our own family. And we became concerned and afraid. Bending cultural norms, an action that we're all called to do in some form, carries with it fears that could fill a freight train. But I'm sure some people watching that segment that night found Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services online and reached out for more information. You see, our gospel text ends with verse 42 for a reason. There is no need of a B-side. There is no need for an additional verse 43. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. Jesus' response to Martha is hope enough, because bending cultural norms for the sake of discipleship reflects Christ's love enough to fill the entire world. And that will be never taken away from us. Mary is shown to have the right inner motivation. And Martha provided the opportunity by being a front porch person and opening her door to Jesus in the first place. So Martha's hospitable impulse is not wrong, and Mary's decision to take her place among the disciples were daring. And given the social context of the day, the actions of both women were brave. So had Mary simply continued with her cultural defined expectations, her story and the story of her sister would not have earned its place between two epically important stories in the Bible becoming epically important on its own. When Jesus stops along the way to visit with us, Jesus won't care if our job or our house is perfect. Jesus won't care if we are perfect. Jesus just wants to be there with us, just as disciples called as we are to choose the better part, which will never be taken away. Amen.
Amen.